Our first reading, the very heart of St. Paul's letter to the Romans, considered how a person is justified by God or becomes right and good in the eyes of God. According to Paul, salvation happens through faith in Jesus Christ. They are now justified by His grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a sacrifice of atonement by His blood, effective through faith. So this insight of Paul is in contrast to the urging of some Jewish Christians at the time to return to the Mosaic law, the basis for a life in and with God, and promotes that all Christians and Gentiles be circumcised, which Paul opposed. He admitted that God's goodness and justice made known through the law and the prophets, and that's the whole Jewish tradition of the Old Testament. But now, with the coming of Jesus Christ, that saving justice is now given through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe in Him as Lord and Savior sent by the Father. It is the law of faith that total giving and surrendering of the self to God in Christ that saves, and not the law of works. So salvation is not based on self-initiated acts, but by entering into an intimate relationship with a God who reaches out in love to me and calls me to share His life. So that reaching out in spontaneous love is called grace. My good works are not the down payment by which I buy salvation. Rather, they are the sign of God's love working in and through me. But there are two extremes that we need to avoid by the justification of faith alone. One is the idea that we get to heaven simply by the good works we do, by keeping the commandments, so that God owes us salvation, like a worker earns his wages. This idea, which was proposed by a gentleman called Pelagius during the Reformation, was rejected centuries ago by the church and came to be known as the Pelagian heresy, wherein only keeping the commandments is enough for salvation. The other extreme is one hears from some non-Catholic Christians, which gives the impression that all one needs is to call on the name of Jesus, and one will be saved. Good works become totally irrelevant, but good works are not at all irrelevant. While good works cannot be totally initiated by us, still good works are the sign of God's grace and love at work in us. According to the letter of St. James, faith without good works is dead. God does not love me because I am good. I am good because I allow God's love to work in and through me. It is by my faith and openness to Jesus that this becomes possible. One would have to have serious doubts about Christians who have claimed to have faith in Christ but show nothing of the gospel spirit in their behavior. So I have faith in God and live that faith through good works. My good works are a result of my faith and love to God. So, my dear brothers and sisters, St. Paul is reminding us today that we must cooperate on the grace of God, enter into an intimate relationship with Him, and share that grace and life to others. Good works and faith in Christ Jesus will lead us to salvation. It is not only the other that is important, but both of them are essential and linked together. So, my dear brothers and sisters, Paul is telling us everything will be effective through faith and good works, and we cannot separate the two from the other. They are both essential, and they're linked together. So let us ask, therefore, in this Eucharist, that we may live that faith and do good works every day. My profession of my faith is my service to my brothers and sisters. And my service to my brothers and sisters are result of my intimate relationship with Jesus in prayer and in the sacraments.